it's here and now. The car-for-hire service Uber has been elbowing its way into big cities across the U.S., sparking some big controversies with taxis and regulators as it rolls in. But now Uber is reaching deeper into the country and expanding into mid-sized cities like Des Moines, Iowa. After months of discussion, the city council there voted last night to begin shifting its regulations to allow smartphone-based ride services like Uber to operate. Frank County is the mayor of Des Moines, and he's with us. And Mayor County, how many people use taxis regularly at this point in Des Moines?
Well, you know, the majority of central Iowans, I mean, it's a pretty easy to get around in urban area. You know, from the suburbs to downtown is almost any place 20 minutes. And so an awful lot of people day after day take cars. You know, I think taxis are not really the way people move around unless you're visiting. And we do have a lot of visitors. We're a capital city. People come in for government, insurance people, banking people. We're huge in those areas, so lots of visitors. And I think those are the majority of the people that use taxis during the day. At night, it may be a little different. I think some people move around by taxi, especially if they're planning on imbibing and they're concerned about, you know, getting home and not getting a ticket or something.
But by and large, it's not a taxi city.
Not really.
So is it possible that it could become an Uber city? I wonder if the culture is so different because with Uber or with these other ride-sharing services, you can just dial it up on your phone. You don't have to call and wait for the cab to come, that maybe even in a non-taxi city, it could become a city where people rely on these services.
Well, and it certainly has challenged the way a local cab company does business. I think the traditional taxi stand kind of business, an awful lot of people, especially young people, are moving away from that. Although, as we have hearings in City Hall, it's interesting to see the wide variety of ages that come down to our meetings. I mean, it's not just millennials. It's people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s that also seem to have an interest in trying or using Uber.
And are they generally in favor of allowing Uber, or are there people who are coming to these meetings who are saying, you know, I don't think this is a good idea for Des Moines?
The general public seems to be very much in favor of Uber and the whole system. An awful lot of them that have tried it seem to think it works real well. They trust it. They don't have to worry about cash. And for the taxi drivers, they'll say that there's a safety issue that they don't have to worry about, that somebody's going to jump in and ask them for all their cash because they don't have any.
But what are the regulatory issues that you are worried about with Uber? Because there have been safety concerns in other cities about Uber drivers not being properly vetted, for example.
Well, I think that's one of the issues that comes up. You know, how do they do background checks? Who oversees what's going on? Another issue seems to be insurance. How are they insured? When are they insured? Those are answers that we are trying to get. So I think we're waiting to get some response on the detail of a lot of those types of issues.
Meanwhile, how have the taxi drivers been responding to the new emergence of Uber in Des Moines?
That's a good question. I think a lot of them are concerned, especially if they're wedded, if you will, to a local taxi company. However, I think I have been told on a side by a couple of the drivers, well, you know why they're worried? Because now we can just drive our own cars and we can work for Uber and not have to rent a taxi and not have to use their radio system, not have to do anything. And when the check comes, I don't split it with anybody. I get my 80% of the ride and end of story.
Has Uber been addressing your concerns as the process has gone along?
Well, you know, they didn't come in and exactly apply to us and tell us they were coming. They just set up shop and started. So we've had to try to, you know, notify them that we've got concerns regarding insurance, regarding background checks, regarding information. What if there are robberies or accidents and we need answers? How do we get them and who do we get them from? Those are details that I think we're still trying to work out. And they are, I think, at least most of the time trying to get us answers. But they're more reactive than proactive in working on it, so it has been a bit of a struggle.
Have you taken an Uber yet?
Well, not in Des Moines, Iowa. I've ridden with others in Washington, D.C. with Uber. Quite frankly, the cars were clean, the drivers were nice, they showed up quickly, and seemed to be a very painless ride and transaction and total experience.
That's Mayor Frank County of Des Moines, Iowa, which is just beginning to shift its regulations to account for the presence of Uber and other ride services like that. Mayor County, thank you for joining us.
You bet.
And if you are in Des Moines and you're listening on Iowa Public Radio, or if you're in any other mid-sized city in this country with Uber, let us know what you think of it and do you use it at hereandnow.org.